radio is turned to KROX. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go.
Yeah, Matt and CJ.
I'm ready.
Damn, dude, you look like you've had a rough day. A late, crazy party night.
Oh.
Getting up early, going wild with Nick and Emily on the Morning X. But
yeah, I did have a bit of a party night last night. Yeah,
I heard you did it big.
Yeah, well, when I left here yesterday, I was a little tired. Back to doubles. They're not impossible. It's not even a crazy work day. I get here 5:30 or so. I'm home by 7 p.m. That's not insane. It's, what is that, 13 hours, something like that?
13, 14 hours, yeah. Man, not, sure, really not bad.
Well, it's not. I mean, I've done worse.
Gives you 10 more to sleep and hang out with family.
Man, my first job out of high school was doing 18-hour days. So as long as I don't do it back there, I always look at it as being a positive. And when I came through the door, my son, who is 8, came running.
Papa.
And he looked.
Oh, Papa.
Every dad will tell you out there that's what you kind of live for, but my kids never come running to the door when I come to the door at the end of the workday. In fact, most of the time, they don't acknowledge my existence, right? So he came running, and I was like, oh, my God, filled my heart with. I was like, man, he really missed me. I was working at double, he really missed me. And then he goes, we have a surprise tonight. And I was like, oh, I'm having to go buy ice cream or something. I see what this is about.
Yeah, this isn't Matt getting to sit back in a chair and crack a cold one. This is, I got to do stuff.
Right. So I immediately go on. My wife's a little behind with dinner. And she's like, hey, look, my son has a plan for us. Am I good with it? And I was like, well, I don't know what that means. I don't know what the plan is. And she said, well, he wants us to have matching pajama night and watch a movie. Okay. And I said, well, that's great, but we don't own matching pajamas, so I don't really understand how we're going to have matching pajama night. In fact, I own zero pajamas because I've never worn pajamas in my life. And that's what she came out with. Well, the reason he's excited is that the pajamas arrived today. And I was like, wait a minute, what?
So she already ordered these.
Well, and she said, they were having a sale, and they were so cheap, but we got them for like $20, which I don't know if you know my wife or how wives work, but it's always half price.
That's a lie, yeah.
They always give you half the price. And then I go, so they were really like, it's really like $40. She goes, no. She goes, well, it was like around $30. And I go, how do you get four pair of pajamas
for $10 each, less than that?
And she goes, oh, no, each.
Oh!
And I go, wait. So you got $30. So we got like $120 worth of pajamas for matching pajama night? And she goes, well, a little more than that. And I go, what do you mean a little more than that? It's matching pajamas. Four sets of pajamas. And she goes, We got pajamas for the dog.
Oh, man. I mean, I would do that, too.
Okay, well, there's no part of me that's mad. I was just like, okay, whatever. But I guess any discussions we ever have around the house about like, hey, financially, let's buckle down this month or anything like that. I don't know what any of that means anymore. Do you know what I mean? It's just like, oh, this is something. Hey, you get $20. You get $20. Everybody gets $20. It was really worth it. It's what we would have spent going to a movie. My son wanted us to have matching pajamas and to watch a movie. We had to negotiate because my daughter. So my son loves to do things in a group. That's what makes him happy.
Yeah.
Especially like everyone has matching t-shirts or whatever, right?
But your daughter's that age where she probably doesn't, right?
Anything that identifies her as part of a family, as a family, is kryptonite. She's like, there's no way I want anybody to know that I'm part of a family.
Yeah.
But we goaded her into it, but she's like, I'm not watching a movie. So we talked him into it, and I thought about you. We watched Lego Masters last night.
Tight.
And, but then he said to us, I wish that there was a speed control where we could watch Lego Masters slower so this would last longer.
Oh!
He was really into pajama night. Yeah. My daughter, I mean, Lego Masters, they barely started rolling credits, and she was upstairs and then came right back downstairs in her goth clothes because she was like, no way, too cool for fun. But we had a good time. Anyway, I wanted to brag on everybody, but boom, party at my house last night. Huge party.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
Surprise! Another curveball. Today, actually not the greatest.
What?
Because on this day in history, 1990, a legend, an icon, a god amongst men, was wronged by the federal government. Absolutely tragic, Matt. On this day in 1990.
I know what this is because you kind of gave a hint and I know what happened. Yep. Can I just say that it happened right up the road on I-35 as a gentleman was sleeping?
Precisely.
Thank you.
Yes, well done. On this day, 1990, the IRS seized our beloved Willie Nelson's assets because the icon owed them almost $17 million in 1990.
I was wrong. I was thinking this was going to be the time he got busted for weed.
No.
Up in like Gerald area where he stopped his Mercedes on the side of the road to take a nap and they popped him. And I was just like, they used to be really mean to Willie. They just couldn't figure out that, look, he's an American hero. He's a Texas icon. Leave the man alone.
Leave
he can do whatever he
the
wants
F
to.
Alone. Wasn't there also, there's some county where tour buses pull through?
It's over in West Texas.
Willie's been busted. Yeah. A couple of rappers have been busted. A lot of people have been busted there.
Yeah. Lots of people have. They constantly pull over tour buses there. And scope them out and grab. And then here's the funny part. It's always a quote-unquote roadie's weed. Whoever's the lowest on the pecking order has to take the weed charge. And they're like, we're bailing you out, but we can't really deal with this.
Yeah, so. You hear that, Spencer? That's just so you know, the listener brought LSD and whatever crap Matt's taking. That's all yours.
Thank you. Yeah. I need that.
Willie owed in 1990 $17 million to the IRS. But CJ, how does that happen? He's rich and famous. Well, I shall tell you. Willie got himself into a bit of trouble in the early 80s as a result of investments he made and was told to do so because they were tax shelters.
Right.
Which were later ruled to be illegal. So that's just kind of messed up, too. Like, they were technically legal at the time, later ruled to be illegal. The original debt plus penalties added up over the years. And I can tell you from the $1,000 I owe the IRS back from 2014, it can quickly add up to three or four times as much as what you actually effing owe them. Then they just charge you penalties on top of penalties, and they are worse than the goddamn toll roads.
Hey, whoa, language, settle.
Excuse me. Thankfully, the IRS tried to work with Willie. His lawyers negotiated the debt down to only $6 million.
Easy peasy!
Which Willie still didn't have.
Yeah.
His daughter said at the time he had maybe $30,000.
One of the incredible things about the Willie Nelson story is how many times he's gone broke.
Yeah.
I think one of the things that makes you a great businessman is not, did your parents have you hand you money and then you stayed rich? But rather, how many times did you make yourself a millionaire?
And then lose it. Well, there's actually a great quote that I love from this. So Willie still didn't have the $6 million. Anticipating trouble, his daughter and him shipped his guitar from Texas to Hawaii.
Yes.
Then on November 9th, this day in history, his house was raided by the FBI. Or not the FBI, I'm sorry, the IRS, tax seizures, whoever they are. Willie being Willie said, as long as I got my guitar, I'll be fine. So
he's right.
Yeah, he was absolutely right. Thankfully, you know, things worked out. The government did auction off his property, but his ranch was actually purchased by a fan who gave it back to him. His debt was settled by 1993, and Willie never lost his guitar and is the icon we know and love to this day.
Anybody in this room know the name of his iconic guitar that has a huge pick hole worn through it?
Betsy?
No.
Sheila?
Trigger.
Trigger! Like the horse.
Exactly. Just like the horse. And another thing I'll tell you is that if the U.S. government says, hey, Matt, we need you to go into the armed forces to fight a war, I will say, what's the war about? Like, why
am I going?
Is this isn't like a weird weapons of mass destruction that don't exist thing again? I'll at least ask. If Willie calls me and says, I need you to go to war for me, I'm not asking any questions.
I'm going to war for Willie.
I'm grabbing a gun, and I'm showing up, and I'm like, whatever you need, boss.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
Spinnertainment, the little portion of the day where we let our dear Spinny out of the dungeon. Out of the dungeon, out of the basement, which we actually have here in the radio station, because as you know, we're located in a not good part of town, and we still keep things hidden in cellars. Spinny!
It's me.
Welcome.
Oh, should I be more excitable?
No. I would never want you to be anything other than your regularly dour self.
Thank you. That's exactly what I was thinking of right now.
Really?
Great minds. We're linked up or something. Guys, I'm thinking about drunk food. What are your top three like favorite fast food or any type of joints to get? Like maybe it's 2 a.m. You're leaving the bar with your designated driver. Top three, maybe.
Whataburg.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whataburger, of course, and they make it fresh. Mm-hmm. All the French fries with the spicy ketchup I eat before I even get home.
Okay.
Jack in the Box tacos.
Guaranteed to be opened, 24 hours alike. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you got a third one?
There used to be, I don't know if it's still open, but there used to be a 24-hour, Chinese restaurant on Runberg. Or actually on Lamar, awesome. Like Rutherford. Or another one is La Consuelas.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, Las Consuelas.
Las Consuelas, yeah. That's
down on the east. Cesar Chavez is the one up north, too. Yeah. That I like.
Bearden will always go, if I'm in a party district, I will usually search out some kind of pizza by the slice. I love a hot New Jersey or New York style slice that I can fold and let the grease drip off the backside of the plate while I eat it and think about how bad I'm going to feel in the morning.
The grease in the dough kind of helps soak up the alcohol, and in your own mind, don't you think it makes you feel
better? Grease consumption. I'm just not having all of it. I think the same things. Whataburger always. And Jack in the Box is always a good drive-thru. I'm not going to say it's tacos. I don't know until I get into the Jack in the Box. Sometimes I go for breakfast on a bun. I don't know what it's going to be.
Yeah.
It's just when I pull in there, I know that there's going to be all kinds of deliciousness.
So it's safe to say you guys don't really consider Arby's a type of joint you'd hit up.
It's not open late, is it?
Exactly.
Is it open?
I don't think it is. No.
Okay, no. I thought you were getting ready to tell us.
It's not opening or anything, but they're going to be creating something a little interesting, I thought. They're teaming up with a distillery.
Oh, what? Actual roast beef?
Meat?
No, they're teaming up to make a French fry flavored vodka.
I'm sorry.
And curly fried flavored, because they got two different fries. But yeah, it's like, why? I want to know why they're doing this.
Yeah.
People don't normally consider Arby's like the drunk food, unless you're drunk during the day, right? I know it's just one of those.
Listen,
places have just been teaming up with a bunch of weird stuff, right, and making alcohol. I don't understand it.
There's only one kind of flavor vodka I'd ever want, and I would want eggs, bacon, and pancakes flavored vodka. That way, when I wake up in the morning in my own vomit,
it smells like breakfast.
It smells
good, yeah. A little maple and syrupy. I will say, I don't like it because Arby's is only. Their roast beef sandwiches, their curly fries are simply a delivery device for Red Ranch, Arby's sauce, nacho cheese sauce, or horsey sauce.
Yes,
that is the only that is the only good thing about Arby's is to shovel as much sauce in my mouth.
Sorry to fight you on this, but the fries are actually a delivery vehicle for Jamocha Shake.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. That is also one of the greatest flavors of Arby's.
I don't know why you keep forgetting about the things that are good.
Yeah, they need to stop saying, we got the meats, and just be like... We have a lot of sauce, dude.
Spenny,
just gooey sauce, sugary.
Your Spinnertainment fact today has put me in such a good mood that I think we're going to leave you out of the dungeon for one more segment.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
By the way, November 18th, that's when these vodkas go on sale, baby. Limited quantities. Get them while you can.
You know what? We're going to add that to the punishment.
I just was thinking that.
We're going to
buy one.
There we go.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
Your kids could get brand new grandparents. That's today's little list. What? No. That's today's little good little thing. As part of parent pickup, it's where we look for the items that might appeal to you grandparents, fantastic parents who are waiting in line right now to pick up your kids. Boy, I made that way too long. You've been hearing about these cities that have been putting out incentives to get people to move there. Now that a lot of people are being able to work from home, home can be anywhere. People that work for Dell, Apple, a lot of these companies, they just need a laptop. That's
when,
it.
When I've been kicked out of my house, this radio station has been home for me a couple times.
There you go. And a lot of people don't want to live in a city like Austin. It's so expensive. I noticed that Tulsa, Oklahoma was offering $10,000 in cash if you move to their city. Lots of other cities as well, but list here. Some in Tennessee, some in Virginia are offering up to $20,000 to relocate, but one city in Indiana, it's a pretty genius idea. It's actually a city directly between Indianapolis and Cincinnati. Pretty well located. Pretty well located, and guess what? They're giving out grandparents.
Yes, I lost mine when I was 18, so I need a PPAP and a meemaw.
It's free babysitting. For a year.
And
if your kids have something going on at school, they will be the grandparents who come to the school program or do stuff during home room, bring the cookies for birthdays, whatever.
So your ass doesn't have to be there.
But you don't understand what this is. When you have two parents who are both working, the way you have to juggle and try to figure out how to get there, you don't understand this is worth more than 10 grand to me for the year. And they're also offering an additional $5,000 for relocation, plus a bunch of other incentives. Well, you want to hear what those things are?
Yes, please.
I mean, I'm really into just having the grandparents, having somebody. It does sound a little bit like Get Out or something like that. We're like, why are you being so nice? This is freaking me out. $5,000 in cash, invitations to neighbors' homes, a one-year membership to the local co-working space, a one-year membership to the local YMCA, free gift cards to the seasonal farmers market, and tickets to productions at the local playhouse. I'm out. I don't want to watch these same grandparents act their way through the importance of being earnest, right? So I'm not doing that. Anyway, it's free babysitting for most parents, my friends included. We lost all of our babysitters because of COVID. Yeah. I haven't gone anywhere or done anything because my kids don't have anyone that can look after them.
It's because people don't want to work no more.
No.
The government paying them.
Well, no, I don't want a teenager who I know is making out with somebody every weekend to also come over and breathe on my kids. Yeah.
There's nothing better than having family close by. Like, I've got a couple friends with kids that have... And it seems like grandmas and grandpas are so eager to want to watch and hang out with the kid. Makes it easy. My mom.
Asterisk.
Not for me.
Asterisk.
Okay.
First time, new grandparents are eager to do that. I had my kids late.
Okay.
My father and stepmother live in town. They got worn out. Prior to me. No, they're still super sweet. But I can tell that sometimes when you ask, they're like, well, yes. You could tell they're just like, look, we did an extra 20 years of watching kids after we got rid of our own kids. Can we have an effing break already?
Oh, man, my sister's got it so easy because my mom's been on me to have kids since I was like 17, which is weird. But that's when she got pregnant.
Oh, maybe you should get on her in order to have kids.
If we're moving to Tulsa, it should be legal. But my nephew transferred to the school that's right across the street from where my mom lives. Ugh. She picks him up from school. She babysits him. She feeds him breakfast. She feeds him dinner. And then when my sister gets off work, she comes and snags him. So, like, free babysitting, free food.
Why would your sister snag him? Why wouldn't she just go out and have a couple of drinks before she comes and grabs him? You know what I mean? I don't think she's playing this right at all.
At this point, she should. Yeah, that sounds great. Grandparents are awesome. But honestly, I think if I have a kid, I'm going to go the au pair route and just get like a 20-year-old college French girl exchange student.
Yeah, that'll go where. This is why that's why you're still not married yet. I just say.
101. Wait, go on. I just cut you off.
Now the timing is completely off. I was just going to say, the only downside is if you're getting these free grandparents, it's just more people to die around your kids, and I don't know how they're going to handle that.
101X. Here's more Matt and CJ.
A list recently went over the top things that people regret buying during the pandemic. It seems like kind of do-at-home projects, stuff for staying quarantine that you got, and... you know, now that things are getting better, you're no longer using, no longer needing. I'm going to see if we got any of these because I know I made some purchases I regret just a little bit. First thing on this list, gaming equipment. Matt, ask me how much I use my PS5 I bought during the pandemic.
Wait, you found a PS5? Isn't that the one that's impossible to get?
My fiance's a badass.
How much is she paying for it? How much have you played it? What have you played with more? Your PS5 or your wiener?
Take a guess, man. You know what sucks about PS5? You cannot serve porn on it, unfortunately.
Yeah, I think you made a mistake there.
This is another one that I did, not necessarily for building projects and doing stuff, but for like art things and stuff around the house. Tools and carpentry equipment. I promptly used some of the stuff I got for 1 week, and that was about it.
I spent maybe 4 weeks building something called a Roman workbench. It's a specific style of woodworking bench.
Yeah.
I spent time building
a bench to work on future projects.
And that workbench has now been propped against the wall, and I've never used it for anything. I used all of my tools to build a workbench, which has now been propped upright against my garage wall. Haven't touched it once.
And it's probably covered by the mower and all kinds of other stuff just buried in the corner.
I think we put some folded laundry on it one day.
Okay.
That's about it.
This was a hot topic at the probably midsummer of the pandemic. Was a lot of coworkers here were like, oh, Neiman Marcus has a sale and blah, 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 blah. Like a bunch of clothing, like suit stuff, dress apparel was really cheap because it was a pandemic. No one was going out. So right. Clothes and shoes are one of the regret purchases during the pandemic.
Are they saying that they regret it because they don't have a place to take those clothes? Or is it because any clothes you bought in March, April or May of 2020
ain't fitting
at all.
Probably that.
Nowhere close to fitting.
Well, hey, that's where this next one comes in, and I feel like this isn't just a pandemic regret purchase. I feel like this is an anytime regret purchase. And my fiance have gone back and forth on this several times, and I always say no. Home gym equipment.
Yeah. I want to ask you, when the future generations are digging down through the layers and layers of dirt to find 2020 America, you know, we'll be buried under hundreds of feet of ash or whatever it is. They're going to wonder what happened because they're going to be like, every one of these houses had an unused Peloton. What was it?
Pretty much.
Was this a worship altar? What
does this mean? Was this how they transported? I went and saw my parents during Christmas one year. Helped my dad move a treadmill for him and my mom to use into the guest bedroom.
Yeah.
Next year, I helped them move that back into the carport.
Yeah. Most exercise equipment is purchased to eventually hang laundry on. We all know it.
Musical instruments. Quite a few people decided they were going to become artists. I don't really know about this one. A pizza oven. That was a trend for a while. We have a coworker that built his own brick oven.
I'll be honest with you. I think that's a thing I'd be super stoked to have.
A nice brick oven in the backyard.
Or just even one of those little tiny portable pizza ovens. I'm trying to think if there's anything I want crazy purchasing, because I really had to stop myself a couple of times when I was like, oh, this is going to be my new hobby.
Yeah.
But on each one of them, I got smart, and I bought, like, starter kits on Amazon for $40. Hey, start doing whatever. And so it wasn't really a waste because it was like that's what you would have spent on an afternoon anyway, going to movies or whatever. And that's what I used it for, was one afternoon. And then I was like, you know what?
This sucks.
Turns out I don't want to carve my own gems or whatever it is.
A few other things we got really quick are fishing gear and golf gear. Scooters, garden furniture, new kitchen appliances. This was kind of big for me. We like bread makers, air fryers.
How many people got the air fryer? How many people got the, what's that thing that cooks really fast under pressure? The Instapot?
The Instapot or a sous vide kit.
Oh, yeah.
I started pickling. I started doing sourdough. And this was another big one I noticed.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but drinking that much vodka on your liver, that's not called pickling, okay? I mean, it is happening, but that's not technically what it's called.
It's just pandemic alcoholism. I noticed this a lot, and I bought one, too, and promptly got it out of my house. Kitchen composting.
Oof.
Attracts a lot of gnats and cockroaches, so that doesn't quite work like you think it was.
Yeah, I don't want anything rotten in my house.
A lot of people bought TVs, computer equipment, bikes. Lisa and I both have a bike sitting in our shed right now. And this one made me think of you and your wife.
Oh, sex swing?
A portable
hot tub, jacuzzi, or swimming pool. I remember coming to your house a few times when we were doing outside social distance stuff, and you and your wife had a blow-up hot tub and a portable pool, and it was awesome because you could not find those anywhere for a year plus.
It is a long-term argument between my wife and I, that damn inflatable hot tub and that damn inflatable pool. But I will say this. She bought that pool in the end of February out of suspicion that we might go into lockdown. We hadn't even discussed it yet. They were just talking about it. She bought that same pool was available. She bought it for like, I think, $150. It was pretty big. Pretty big.
It had the filters and everything with it. It was one of those.
Maybe it was $300. We found it later online, $1,500 they wanted for that damn thing.
Oh, they were...
And it's trashed. It is going into bulk pickup as soon as bulk pickup comes around. But I will say this, for two summers, my kids lived in that thing and were super happy. In fact, I think the only thing that I regret, the only thing I regret buying over the pandemic was that damn Dr. Fauci's BS.
Yeah, I'm tired of that from poking needles. A scheme I hatched here at the radio station was we had a pool that we gave away. One of our sister stations has a thing called Santa Bob, and it had one of those giant portable pools where you have the slats in and everything like that.
I remember you talking about it to my wife because my wife was like, how do I get that? She wanted you to steal it from the station for her.
It had a filter and everything with it, and part of me was like, man... Imagine being fired from the radio station for stealing a pool that we didn't give away for 2 years and just the security camera of me wheeling it out. But then it was worth it because we couldn't go anywhere. So I hatched that scheme I did, and I started digging in my yard in an area where all the grass is dead. And I was looking up sand one day to get someone to come dump sand there.
Right.
And my old fiance said, absolutely not. You're not getting a pool, and you're especially not stealing one from work. And I must say, I still regret that I didn't do that.
I love that your fiance has to be the voice of reason for two people.
101X, Matt and CJ.
Yes, it is time to conclude our sports bet from last week in which Matt finally took the big old L after me losing every week in a row, having to spin the punishment wheel. Now it is on you.
Yeah, speaking of on, we are currently live on Facebook. Just Matt and CJ Facebook. You can see my mug, CJ's mug, and for the first time ever, you're kind of lucky because he's in here doing some work right now.
We got Spinny, too.
We got gorgeous Spinny hanging out as well. You might be able to catch him. We got to spin the wheel. I lost my first round of sports bet. If you're not familiar, every Friday we place a sports bet. Usually not how you would traditionally place a sports bet.
What do you mean?
Well,
I do it exactly.
You make up
a bunch of
random questions that I'm supposed to, and you about sports I know nothing about, and I just kind of guess what might happen.
Yeah, but I've tried to trick you every week, and you've kicked my ass every week.
Correct.
This week there were no tricks. It was very simple. Do the Longhorns cover the spread? You said no. You were correct.
Correct.
Does Ronaldo score one or two goals? I said one. I got that wrong, so Matt won a point there. In the Manchester Derby, you chose Man U. City won. Who scores more points this weekend? You chose the Bucks. It was actually the Knicks. And Christian McCaffrey, does he go over or under 10 fantasy points? And he, of course, went over.
You say he, of course, went over.
Yeah.
Multiple listeners reached out yesterday and said, in my league, he got 9 points. So what is CJ talking about?
They're dumb, first of all. Second of all, whenever I first did a Christian McCaffrey question for you.
A lot of stuttering here, Giuliani.
No, listen. A week ago.
Hey, everybody. We'll see you at Four Seasons Total Landscape.
A week ago, I tried to trick you because Christian McCaffrey was injured.
Okay.
So I said, does he go over under 9 fantasy points? And then I tried to explain in my league is where we're counting it, which is a PPR league, which means he gets a point every time he catches a pass. You'd go,
what's a PPR league?
Points per reception. He gets a point every time he catches a pass. And you go, whatever, under. This week, I explained it to you clearly that we didn't know if McCaffrey was going to play or not.
He did play.
Is he going to do over or under 10?
Right.
You chose the under. He scored 14 fantasy points. in my league.
In your league.
In my league, which is where
Is your league the league where you just make up whatever he scored?
How do you think I'm fantasy football champion every year? And have been nonstop. Point being, our gorgeous punishment wheel makes its return.
Okay.
Okay? I left all the same punishments on as last week, so wouldn't be like, well, you got out with this, but there is one problem.
What's the problem? What the problem, man?
Naggy, annoying listeners have been giving us crap because they've been saying, the punishment wheel, you're stealing from other radio shows. No crap.
Like, who wrote that?
A lot of people are saying, like, this is an unoriginal idea. Other radio shows do it.
Okay, well, what's a better way to do it?
Well, here's the thing. We literally stole this from another radio station in the building and taped over it. So, duh. So I came up with an original idea, Spencer, if you will, please.
What's your original idea? Making up whatever points you want to in fantasy?
No, we are now going to do, ladies and gentlemen, Punishment Plinko!
Hey!
So, Matt.
Hey, can I say something?
Yeah.
I'm really excited right now.
Okay.
I'm really, really excited. Like, this is the first time I think I've ever enjoyed working with you in the 13 years I've known you.
It's taken a while.
Because I even said, hey, what's in the corner? And you said, oh, it's for after work. It's a thing I have to shoot.
Which Spencer did walk in right away. You didn't notice this, but you and Spinny came in at the same moment, and Spinny goes, oh, the Plinko board's in. So he almost ruined the surprise. So.
My bad.
I'm going to give you one Plinko chip.
Okay. I'm stoked for this. I'm stoked.
Before you drop the Plinko chip in there, I got a microphone right next to you, Spinny. Will you read some of the punishments? I had to add two more.
Absolutely. You want me to read them from over there?
Yeah, go over there, and you can...
you read them off. You read them off.
Yeah, tell us the some of the punishments we got on
what
the
we got here
punishment
from left
board.
To right. Dress as the winner at work on Friday.
Okay, not bad.
To dress after dress. So you want me to find a shirt that's four sizes too small to wear?
Sure. Burned. Got you.
Got me.
We're calling it a Spencer rug burn, one of those things you do on people's arms, like as a kid, you know?
It used to have a more offensive name.
Yeah.
It's an arm burn.
So one of those for about 30 seconds.
Okay.
Then we got a brush your teeth with a shoe.
I love that one.
TikTok dance with Emily. That one sounds like a reward.
Mm-hmm. It actually sounds like a great reward.
Walk on Legos.
Lego walk. Yeah. Classic.
You got the spoonful of the spice, a.k.a. cinnamon.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Buy Crack 'Em All November.
Whoa.
And $20 donation to Habitat for Humanity.
Which is what I had to do last week. So I've got off easy every week. We haven't had a proper punishment. Matt, please, to the Matt and CJ Punishment Plinko board.
Did someone really complain about the wheel, or did you just say we need to up the game?
Yeah, someone really complained about the wheel. And,
I'm so glad. Whoever that is, I'm gonna.
Yeah.
I love that they did it. Okay.
The Punishment Plinko shall commence.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, wait, hold on. Let me get the Instagram ready, too. Plot it out. I will say I found this outside at the radio station, so there's a chance it might not work at all.
Next time we do this, I want callers to call in, and they choose
which slot it goes in.
Ooh,
perfect,
yeah.
Perfect. All right, Punishment Plinko!
I'm going to go right underneath my big fat belly here.
Okay.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Punishment Plinko!
What do we get?
Dress as the winner.
I have to dress as you on Friday,
which is
really not going to be very painful at all.
That's not a bad one. But hey, it's the introduction of Punishment Plinko, and of course, listen Friday for what sports bets we're going to do next. If you have an idea to add to our punishments, at just Matt and CJ on social media.
Hey, I love you right now. I love you right now.
All right.
A whole lot. I really do. You got me really excited.
CJ, very original radio idea. Punishment Plinko.
Matt and CJ, 101X.
Hey, guess what? There's a list out of the most disliked Thanksgiving side dishes. What's yours, listener?
Yeah, thank you.
Where are you going to come in on this poll? I'm going to say this right off the bat. This is by Instacart. They talk about all the things that they've delivered and the things that they've delivered the least amount or that have been returned, things like that. And then they ran a poll. Somehow, dinner rolls made the list.
And that's 7% of people, and that's 7% of people that can't find joy in life.
Yeah, dinner rolls are made for mopping up all the goop, or also making a little Sammy.
They're delicious. They're warm. You put butter in them. You put gravy on them. Everything about them is good. It's also...
They literally go with everything for Thanksgiving.
It's
even
the most
cranberry.
Benign side dish. How can you hate on a dinner roll?
Yeah.
Especially... You know, you get some King Hawaiians or whatever.
Ooh, the best.
Those little brownie rolls.
Let me tell you
this. The only problem I can see is that a lot of times they get forgotten in the oven and they burn.
I was going to say the problem, the reason why I might not eat a dinner roll is because that bread will take up too much space and expand, and I need room to fill the gut, to fill it.
You know you're getting seconds, thirds, fourths. You're going back in an hour. What does it matter? What do you care if it's full up the first time?
Because, man, it's a race, not a marathon.
Dude, I love... And that roll the next day with some of that turkey chopped up.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Mm. Somehow, 8% of Americans are broken. I don't know if they come from terrible childhoods, broken adoption. Who knows exactly what it is? Mashed potatoes. 8% of Americans said that mashed potatoes were the worst side dish. Those Americans, what? I don't think are actually Americans.
No.
I think they're Russians who snuck into the country and are posing us, or they are lizard people.
Potato for us. All right, what else we got?
Salad?
Yeah, F salad. Okay.
F salad.
I ain't got time for salad.
Salad, I feel about salad the way you felt about a roll. Like, I'm not going to waste time on lettuce on a Thanksgiving day.
Yeah, I got room for this stuff.
And I always have an aunt who's like, I brought salad. And they never, it's not even like something original with cranberries in it. I have family members that would bring a salad
in a bag
with ranch. And I'm like, I'm not going to do a ranch salad today. Stuffing at 12%. Doesn't make sense. It's delicious. It's perfect.
Stuffing
is
ridiculous. What is it? I'm frustrated.
You guys ever get into the stuffing and dressing debate? Which you prefer? What is it supposed to be? Is it supposed to be cornbread? Is it supposed to be all bread? Is it supposed to be cooked inside the turkey? Is it supposed to be cooked in its own pan on the side?
I love it every single any way I can take it.
I'm
doesn't matter.
Right,
I don't get into the debate. I'll eat it. I like trying different things the way different people cook their food.
Cranberry sauce came in at 24%.
I get it, but I love me some... I don't care if it's in a can or if it's whole cranberries, I'm eating it. Also something that goes good mixed with other stuff.
I'm going to tell you something right now, and I don't care who knows it. A lot of people out there will make that fancy cranberries with the real cranberries and a little orange and cinnamon and all that. You can shove that right up your beehole.
Give me the can.
Out of the can. I want to slice out of the can.
Ocean spray all the way, baby.
Green bean casserole came in at 25 next.
That's one of my favorite things.
So good.
Because when I was in college and eating Thanksgiving dinner alone at my fraternity house, we would donate canned food. And that's all I had was canned green beans and like cream and mushroom soup. And you sprinkle crackers on it. Boom.
Dude, green bean casserole is excellent.
Easy to make.
The only one we can agree with is at 27% at the top of the list. And I think everyone can agree with this. Candied yams can lick scrunt.
Yeah.
Candy yams hit the bricks.
Man,
don't want you.
You know what? My grandma made some delicious candy yams.
And guess what happened to her?
Marshmallows in them.
Guess what happened to her? She's dead. Yeah, exactly. There you go.
You know what we need to do before Thanksgiving? An all-time Thanksgiving sides bracket.
Okay. I'll do it. Absolutely.
Sweet.
Here's more from Jeff, Matt, and CJ. 101X. And now it's time for the Nerd Report.
I just wanted to say that I'm a nerd.
Yes, today's Nerd Report, all stuff video games, Marvel, Legos, swords, whatever kind of things like that I'm absolutely into, is inspired by our one and only producer, Spinny.
Oh.
Yeah, dude.
What are you
Matt,
talking about?
You're not much of a video gamer, are you?
No, I actually got into a long discussion this morning. I've been helping a guest host, The Morning X, and those guys really chastised me a little bit about my gaming my unprowess, I don't know what you call it, in my ignorance about gaming.
Well, thanks to Spinny, I've been playing Red Dead Redemption 2
revisit.
That's one of the greatest games ever created.
That's the Old West game where you kind of wander through the Old West and you have tales and stuff to go do, right?
Yes.
What's that kind of game called when you have a big map that you wander around?
Open world.
Sandbox.
Yes.
Open world sandbox.
It's actually
style.
One of the greatest open world games ever created, and man, I'm hooked on it. I've started replaying, and I thought for today's Nerd Report, We talk about the 15 hidden secrets,
Easter
eggs that many people still haven't found in Red Dead Redemption 2. And if you're a fan like I am, I mean, it was probably the biggest game of 2018.
Huge map.
You might end up going back and revisiting just to see these sort of things. Now, we all know where you can find guides to get the cards, to get good guns, to get different secrets, but these are just cool things that are a little more visual, hidden Easter eggs.
Yeah, Easter eggs, like you say.
Yes.
What do we got, buddy?
All right, number one.
See if I found some.
There is a man-bear pig located in a mad scientist's house near Van Horn. Apparently, the Rockstar people are big fans of South Park, so they added a man-bear pig into that. Have you seen that?
I've seen pictures. I haven't found it in my own game, but I've heard of it. It's like a Frankenstein sort of like setup. But it's just a dead animal. It's cool.
In the Big Valley area, you can find a busted crate with a giant stuffed gorilla. Speaking of primates, if you follow a flock of birds at Calumet Ravine or Lake, they will lead you to Bigfoot's cave, where you can actually have an interesting conversation with what appears to be Bigfoot trapped inside the cave.
Wait. There's a one where there's a guy that's like sort of like Satan. Is that the one you're thinking
next.
Of? Sorry.
At the very edge of the map, north of Pronghorn Ranch, you'll find Devil's Cave, and inside is Lucifer himself.
Whoa. It's sort of like off the map almost, too, so you really gotta like...
You go off the map when you're deep down inside. If you visit the Aberdeen Pig Farm, you'll meet some interesting, friendly characters.
Oh, like your mom?
Yes.
Damn!
Hey, everybody, I've enjoyed being on the show, but I think my work here is done. That's I'm not going to ever top that. Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye.
I'm going to save these and play them for my mom. She's going to love it. Visit the Aberdeen Pig Farm. You'll be invited in to have dinner with a nice couple. Turns out you get drugged, kidnapped, and you end up in a well where you have to find your way
out.
That's
fun. That's a good one. There's so many good ones.
If you do get out and kill them, I think there's some treasure. In the East Grizzlies region lies a mysterious cabin. Inside is a witch's cauldron. Drink from it, and your health, stamina, and Deadeye will refill, and then you'll be transported away.
Is the little mini... There's like a little... just keep going.
Okay.
I'm just excited about some of the ones I'm remembering.
We're the only two. But hopefully there's someone that plays dead that loves this.
There's one nerd driving. Wow, my God!
Deep in Northwest Grizzlies near Coulter, you can find Marco's robot. Do you remember there's a mission where an inventor makes a robot, the robot kills him. The robot will be sadly sitting on the edge of a cliff.
Whoa.
If you approach it, it'll murmur, Papa.
There's so many fun little hidden stories that you don't I did not know that one.
Hidden in the dense woods of the Big Valley is a crashed airship. There's also in that area a cabin filled with several dead bodies stacked up in cots. If you approach the cabin at exactly 2 a.m. game time, a light or what appears to be a UFO will hover above the cabin. And this is kind of a reference to the Heaven's Gate people.
Real quick, do any of these things get you anything extra, or are they just a thing that's there?
They're just fun little things.
It's
weird.
You just stumble on them. You do have an old-timey camera so you can take a picture of
them. I know, but like,
that's about it.
As a guy who's not really a gamer, I feel like, well, can I get in the spaceship and it completely changes the whole idea of the game? But you're saying no, I just see it.
I will say, like in Grand Theft Auto, you can steal a jet.
Yeah,
and then you can fly around the airport and just shoot down planes in your jet, but it doesn't get you anything but wanted.
No.
This one is pretty cool because it does involve it's a secret. It's not even a mission, but there's a vampire in the city of Saint Denis.
Yeah, that's.
Which is kind of a take on old late 1800s New Orleans. So
they still got a fun like vampire sort of lore around Louisiana, New Orleans area.
Yeah, and that's kind of what this is taken off of. And you can
it's
go.
Pretty sweet.
You can once you finally do the 5 missions to track the vampire, you can tie him up, but you can throw him off a cliff. You can shoot him. You can burn him. You can't kill him. But there is a tiny church hidden in the swamp nearby. Mm-hmm. Inside's an altar. You place the vampire on it.
What?
You'll finally kill him.
For real?
Yes. There we go.
Son of a bitch.
This has been your Nerd Report. Getting all Red Dead.
I was super nerdy today. Both of you guys, get out of here. Nerds.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
Happy birthday to me. I turned 70 years old today.
apparently.
That doesn't make sense.
I know it doesn't seem to make sense, but I found out today that apparently I am 70 years old. Went to a big lunch. Oh, packed it in. Fried catfish. I had some coleslaw.
Did you get your chips, soup and your Metamucil?
No, hey, don't jump the story. I promise you it's going to be very good, and I suffer the embarrassment. Just relax for it. I had a big old lunch in my belly. I am working doubles right now. Yeah. I am guest hosting. Thank you, by the way, guest hosting on the Morning X while Jason is out. And so it's, you know, it's early days. It's back to early days. And we have our next door rooster does not know about the time change. So our rooster is up at 4 a.m. And so and after that big lunch, I went home and I thought, you know what? I'm going to try to take a cool little quick nap. A little quick nap. And right then, no, I did not embarrass myself. But right then, once a month, we have a maid who comes in and helps for like 2 hours do stuff because we're always falling behind. We're always behind. Okay. And what are you going to play? What mean sound effect are you going to play?
I'm not playing anything.
Yeah, I see you over there with the sound effects board.
I'm just saying, like, I've seen these videos on the internet.
Oh. No. And I had my pants on, which is rare.
Unusual for
you. Yeah, it really is. My wife texted and was like, hey, just a heads up. I hired help to come at the house, and you need to leave. I told her you wouldn't be around. And I don't think she wants to be around a house alone with a man.
Yeah. Yeah. That's,
so
makes
I was
sense.
Like, yeah, I was like, okay. I was like, but I was going to. So I just left. And I'm so tired. I thought, well, you know what? I'm going to go to a coffee shop. I'm going to drink some midday coffee. Even though when I have coffee late in the day, sometimes I have trouble sleeping
at night.
I got to have Sanko. So I went to a coffee shop and I was like, where is a coffee shop nearby? So there's one near a university campus. How about I just say that? And I showed up there, and I thought, well, I'll do a little work for the show. And I started feeling kind of older, too, because everyone's
young.
Have you seen how young a 20-year-old looks these days?
It's gross.
Yeah. No, it's not.
I mean, I want to eat your skin. And
anyway, there's just everybody there super young.
Youth.
And I take out my phone, and I start taking some notes.
By notes, do you mean pictures of some
No,
of
okay. I'm not a creep. Okay. I'm a nice person. I took pictures in my brain, but not with my phone.
Okay. Yeah, because your wife can't see those when it syncs up with the iPad.
Exactly. Okay. Thank you for understanding. It still goes in the bank, and it will be used at some point for evil, because I'm still a dude. I'm still a gross dude. Anyway, as I was saying, I turned 70 because I went to a coffee shop. And all of a sudden, my phone vibrates. And that's what wakes me up. And I'm literally, you can't see it out there, but I was leaning in a chair and I had my elbow up on the table that was next there.
Uh-huh.
And I'm holding my coffee in the air. But you know the old grandpa that falls asleep in public?
Yeah.
I don't know if my mouth was so, I don't
snoring.
Know anything. I had headphones in. I was listening to a video, which I guess just put me to sleep. And my wife texted and she was just like, did you like go to one of the kids' room to take a nap? What did you do? And I was like, you literally just woke me up. I'm in a coffee shop with all of these 20-year-olds, and they have to be like,
there's no way they didn't notice you sleeping. I mean, I'm sure there are pictures of you on the internet or somewhere right now. Yeah.
Oh my God, Kelsey, look at that old guy fall asleep.
Also,
Kelsey, look at the old guy fall asleep.
The position that you conked out in is impossible not to snore in that position.
It's also, why wouldn't you be videotaping me? Because you're going to watch me, and I'm sure my head was doing
bobbing,
that thing.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they were like, that guy's going to spill his hot coffee.
Because you're home.
He's going to spill his hot, because I had my elbow on the table, and my coffee's up in the air like I'm the Statue of Liberty. And I'm sure people were like, this idiot, somebody, and she woke me up. I was like, I literally, this was like at 1:30. So I didn't have to be here for another hour. I just got up and left and drove around in circles until I got to work because I was like, I can't stay in this coffee shop because I'm the old grandpa who fell asleep in the middle of all places, a coffee shop.
Yeah.
You
should be awake.
At least if I had a bunch of HEB bags around me, they'd be like, that guy is unhoused. I feel for him. Maybe we should offer to buy him a coffee. Nope. Instead, they were just like, I think somebody needs to come get their grandpa.
Yeah, well, here's some Herb Alpert for you.
Thank you very much.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
Do you ever have a romantic dream where you're messing around with someone and you wake up and kind of have a crush on them all day long?
Mm-hmm.
That's how I'm feeling right now. I'm kind of floating on air to the point to where I almost want to kind of contact this person.
How do you contact Jake from State Farm?
Oh, come on. It's easy. Just say I'm switching from Geico. Yeah.
So you had a dream last night. And you said, I understand that feeling where the dream seems so effing real that like you can't even make eye contact with that person.
Yeah. Yeah. But I have such a crush right now that I feel like I have to reach out in some way. So I'm doing a no drink November. And one of the things of not drinking, not taking weed edibles or anything like that is you have very vivid dreams. And this interaction with this person in this dream lasted all night and all morning long. Like the dreams would be very different. At some point it was kind of James Bondy, but this person was still in my mind. I had another dream where I was at a friend's mansion camping and I wanted to be like, hey dude, you won't believe who I did say that, but I didn't tell him because I couldn't tell him. I was sworn to secrecy, but I wanted to be like, hey dude, you will not believe who I hooked up with. I can't tell you, but you won't believe who I hooked up with. It was awesome. And then later on, towards the morning, like as my alarm's going off and I'm snoozing, I would fall back asleep, but I was kind of still there. And I was like, should I text or call? Like, should I get a hold of him? And all day long, I've just kind of been floating. I've been feeling good. I have a crush.
Nice for you.
And it's weird because, I got a fiance.
It's an innocent crush. You didn't do anything. Your brain just is, the wires are crossed, and like, so you're not in trouble, but you get the joy of having the crush feeling.
I know, it feels good, but that's also where it kind of gets that danger, is where like, oh, like I want to reach out, like why do I feel the need that this crush is so strong that it feels so real to me that I feel like I need to reach out to the person I hooked up with.
I think you can't really do that because
it's Billie Eilish.
Oh,
so,
what?
So for one,
I was going to ask if they were in the building. Billie Eilish.
Yeah,
CJ, is she even of age?
She's 20.
Is she?
She's about to be 20.
Spencer, can you confirm that? Is she full on 20?
I already looked this up. Yeah.
Boom.
What do you mean, boom? So she's 19.
and a half.
So,
okay.
It was a dream, but I woke up with such a strong crush on Billie Eilish. See, here's what happened. I was running a broadcast for Billie Eilish when she was visiting the studio.
Right.
And for some reason, the studio had a bed in it, and she was using a walkie-talkie to broadcast, so I had to keep turning her mic up.
Makes sense.
At some point, we just started making out and messing around, and one thing leads to another. And then, I was just told I couldn't tell anyone, but the rest of the morning, I kept dreaming about it. And then at the very end, I was talking to my ex-girlfriend, and I was like, hey, just so you know, like, I hooked up with Billie Eilish, and I can't tell anyone. And she was mad at me about it, because I guess I was trying to mac on her. And then we were floating the river for some reason, and then Billie Eilish came floating up and said some weird stuff, but it was also Grimes.
I got busy last night. You're a pedophile.
Grimes is like 28.
Not talking about Grimes. Talking about Billie Eilish. You're subconscious, at least.
No.
If you don't want to say that your consciousness, deep down inside, you're... Spencer's giggling because he knows it's true.
It's a funny premise.
I'm sorry, there's an attractive, talented woman who's of age and has beautiful blue eyes.
But you only see her as a sex object, or you wouldn't be having sex dreams about it.
That's not true. She made me sign an NDA.
Do you know who Rachel Feinstein is?
Yes, the comedian. Yeah.
Yeah. I've known her for 15, maybe longer years. And I once had one of the dreams you're talking about where it was so
real
that I woke up the next morning and I was like,
oh, did this happen?
It felt so crazy real. A month later, she came into the studios she was touring. She came in.
Yeah, she always comes and visits us.
She came in one of the broadcast room what we were doing. And I couldn't make eye contact with her. And I didn't I didn't talk to her at all. And then I didn't see her for like 8 months or something. And then the next time she was coming back, she reached out to me and said, hey, I have a friend that's in town with me. Is it okay if I bring my friend by the studio? Whatever. I was like, yeah, everything's great. She goes, is everything great? Is everything okay? And it's like, yeah. And she goes, why? She said, well, the last time I was in town, you seemed really dismissive and short with me. And I finally had to say, look, I've got to admit something. And it's uncomfortable to admit. Because now she's married. She has a baby. And when I saw her, I was like, look, here's the deal. This is uncomfortable for me. But I had such a crazy, crazy hot sex dream about you that I couldn't look at you without feeling guilty because of the things that we did that you don't even know about. Yeah, so I know exactly where you are.
There.
Exactly where you
See?
Are.
But at least, you know, your dreams are of women that are 19 years old.
Well, that's true. I feel a little bit better.
Billie Eilish, call me.
101X. Here's more Matt and CJ.
Temple woman.
She just tried to run it.
Oh, I'm talking over this thing. A Temple woman has been banned from the restaurant Sol de Jalisco after absolutely losing her S and throwing hot soup in an employee's face. We actually have, thanks to TikTok, we did not conduct the interview. This woman conducted an interview with herself.
We
conducted the interview. Yeah. Let's go to the actual victim.
Basically, this woman had called saying that her soup was so hot that it had melted the plastic lid into the soup. I told her I was so sorry. I, of course, was offering her refunds. All she wanted to do was yell and cuss, and she called me names and the kitchen staff names. And then she says, oh no, honey, you haven't heard attitude yet, and I will talk to you any which way I want. I said, no, ma'am, you will not. And I hung up the phone.
Now,
good for you.
Yeah, I think there's a thing where you want to listen to the customer. You want to pay attention. You should probably keep a level head. And you
especially
don't,
if you messed up.
Even
if,
and she even said in another part of this that she said she understood. She felt bad for the woman that she'd gotten soup that was too hot. Soup that's too hot seems like a weird complaint.
I prefer cold soup.
Yeah, it seemed weird to me, but whatever. She was upset. She was angry, having a bad day. And you should never meet an angry customer's energy. Do you know what I mean? You shouldn't be like, okay, fine then. Be that way. You just say, okay,
I'm
sorry. It just escalates. And they teach you that pretty early. So she said, fine. The woman hung up. She said, you know, and she hung up because the fact is, once somebody becomes abusive, you no longer, you've broken the social contract and they no longer have to be the good person for you. Let's hear what happened next.
And then, as you saw, she had come into the restaurant. She still continued to curse and scream at me and tell me that she was not being rude to me until I was rude to her, which was really confusing because I was definitely not rude to her on the phone because I really did understand why she was upset. And then, as you saw, I pulled my phone out and that's when I said, if you do not leave or calm down, I'm going to call the police. And she said, I don't give a f-. That is when she made the split decision to grab the hot menudo and throw it in my face.
Ooh. Oh, that's assault, brother.
That is not good. In fact, the woman has now been banned from the restaurant and charges have been filed against her. Unfortunately, she walked in, and when you order from a restaurant and you pay with a credit card, they have your name. They know how to find you, and they have. She can't deny it because she is... She went to the front cash register, and what does every modern cash register have right above it nowadays?
Probably a camera.
Yeah, they want to make sure that the employee isn't stealing from the boss, right? So the camera's right there, and it shows that she basically takes a huge, like a Yeti tumbler size, you know what I mean? Like a big, like a
lot of soup.
You know,
a lot of menudo.
You know, if you go to Whataburger and you order an extra small drink, that gigantic cup you get,
44 to 64 ounces.
Yeah. It's that size cup, and she throws the soup. This girl's, I guess age doesn't really matter, but this girl's probably 21, 22 years old. And she pour. Now, remember, her complaint was this soup is so hot, it melted a lid, quote unquote, and is angry, and then is going to take soup that's that hot and throws it in her face. I am wondering, you know, is this woman scalded? Is she burned? What exactly happened to her?
Now, the soup was not as hot as it was when it was fresh, but it was still pretty warm. But if anything, the spices from our soup definitely affected me more than anything. It really felt like I had just been pepper sprayed. My eyes were burning. My nose was bleeding. At first, I thought the nosebleed was from my nose ring, but then I got a second nosebleed later on that night, and it was in both of my nostrils.
Here is what I want to say to that. If your menudo is spiced to the point that you can cause not one, but two nosebleeds, guess what? What is it called? Sol del Luna? Something Sol de whatever?
Jalisco?
Sol de Jalisco and Temple? I'm going to get in my effing car, and I'm driving there tomorrow, because this menudo sounds increíble. America,
America, this is
you. 101X, Matt and CJ. Yes, it is time to win something. Again, we're on a pretty good roll of having concert tickets. Specifically, you can go see Churches, 512-835-1015. 512-835-1015 if you want to play one of our dumb games. This is going to be the 101X Concert Series show with Churches. Night 2, Thursday, ACL Live. And then, Matt, these aren't just tickets. These are XIP tickets.
Yes, which means you have to pay for them.
No. You get them for free, but I believe you get to hang out in the mezzanine area, which has a good view. You know, you're not in too much of a crowd. And usually we have a little special table set up for prizes.
Can
and fun
I say
stuff
something?
There.
I'm going to let people know about when there are events happening at the ACL Live at Movie Theater. What they call the cream in the Oreo cookie is where all of Austin's movers and shakers are.
Yeah? Where's that?
They're not down on the floor, and they're not up in the balcony. It's that mezzanine level. Every time I'm there, I see all. I see
the mats and the CJs.
The mats and the CJs. All the important people are always there. They have the nicest bathrooms on that level as well. So XIP is going to be a nice thing to snag.
Tight. Hey, caller, who's this? Oh, hold on. Let me hit that button again. Who's this?
Anne.
Hi, Anne.
Hi, Anne. How are you today?
I'm doing great.
Excellent. Don't go anywhere. Don't hang up. Make sure your radio's turned down. Caller who I just picked up on. Who's this?
Hey, my name is Dean.
Dean?
Yes, sir.
Welcome to the show. All right. We are going to play a little game in honor of Churches. I don't know if Churches is actually religious or not. But we're going to play a game called Pope or a Pipe.
Oh, you're bringing it back, baby.
Yes,
Pope or Pipe.
Pope or a Pipe, is this a plumbing term or a past pontiff? So I'm going to read each of you a name. You'll each get to take a turn. And you either guess, is it a Pope or is it a Pipe? Fair enough?
All right.
Okay.
I don't think they want to play.
Anne, I'm going to start with you. Linus.
Okay.
Is Linus a Pope or a Pipe?
A Pipe.
Ooh. Linus is actually a Pope. Moving over to you, Dean.
Current score? 0-0.
Fistule. Is it a Pope or a Pipe?
I'm going to say a Pope.
No. CJ tricked you too because it's pronounced fistule.
It is. Well, I was reading the Latin Roman term for lead pipes.
Okay.
For lead pipes. Sorry.
So, current score for those playing at home, 0-0.
All right. The next one we have for you, Anne, is a aerator. Aerator. Is it a Pope or a Pipe?
Come on, Anne. Anne says Pipe.
Correct. Yes.
Is it actually an aerator?
Yeah, it's an aerator. A faucet.
God, I see what you're doing. You're just mispronouncing words. You're an ass.
A faucet spout that mixes air into flowing water. All right, so 1 point for Anne.
Hey, I'm the scorekeeper.
Okay.
Let me have my job. It's a union job.
What's the score, sir?
Currently 1. Dean has 0.
Okay, Dean, this one's for you. Dudatus. Dudatus. Is it a Pope or a Pipe?
Let's go with Pope.
Yes!
Dang.
We are, what's the score now?
Just to let you know, currently tied 1-1.
Ooh, this is getting interesting.
Dang.
Because this next one is worth 2 points, I'm going to ask the question, and then you're going to buzz in. You're going to buzz in using your name. Anne, can you test your buzzer?
Anne.
Dean, can you test your buzzer?
Dean.
It works.
All right.
Buzzers are working.
All right, here's your last
current
question.
Current score, 1-1.
For tickets to churches in the hit game, Pope or a Pipe?
Guess
all right. I want you to identify the artist and the song you hear right now. Any guess? This is to take it home.
Anne,
yes.
Churches.
No.
Great try and a smart move.
All right, Dean, the song you are hearing through your phone.
My God, I can barely hear it. I don't know.
Come on, Dean. You never dated a girl who was into, like, new age. It's a huge hit in the 90s.
Has
man, I'm drawing a blank.
Are you pooping? What was that noise?
I'm at the hospital right now.
Yeah, we're playing Pope or Pipe, not Pope or Poop.
Well, you know what? I like you both so much, and it's a tie game, right? What's the score again, scorekeeper?
Hang on a second. Let me go.
You're going to add these
plus
up.
And then minus, carry the one percentage.
Get in his abacus.
It looks like currently we are looking at, if I've done my math correctly, 1-1. That's a tie.
Congratulations. You are both winners. Going to put you on hold. Spencer's going to get your information, and you'll be going to see churches.
For anyone who wants to know if they can get this CD for their mom for Mother's Day, it's Enigma, and the song is Sadness.
Matt and CJ, 101X.
It's time for Weird or Wired. I go through everything and I try to find for us, say, hey, what is this new tech thing? And do we care about it? Is it any good?
Can we have
is
sex
it any
with
bad?
It?
It doesn't, oh, you know, CJ, you don't always have to have sex with something.
Oh, okay.
Today, for Weird Wire, we go right here to Austin. The new Austin-based dating app lets the stars decide your soulmate. I'll get into specifically what that means in just a second.
I'm a Pisces, by the way.
The app's got some pretty famous profile holders, by the way. A former American Idol and Bachelor contestant, Trevor Holmes. I am not familiar with Trevor. No offense. I'm sure he's a great guy. He's the chief influence officer for the app. And they've actually got a person from Bumble as well.
Ooh.
And that's a big deal.
Yeah, because
right?
Bumble's been doing it right, I think. I think they took over the role from Tinder and Match.com and everything else and became the big thing.
Bumble's been kind of the jam. This new product is called Ilios. Ilios. And while a lot of other apps really kind of are what you might call surface apps, you don't really get to know much about the person. It's really...
It's a photo and a quick bio, yeah.
It's a photo. No one's reading the bio. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you're swiping and you're swiping left and right, you're waiting for half a second.
Wait, you swipe left?
I don't know what that means.
Oh, I just go right all the way.
What does that mean?
I mean, just... Fill up the bucket. Let's say what's up.
Here's the sad part about my life. I got married in like an hour after I got married. Tinder came out. So I've never gotten a swipe, by the way.
Facebook
I don't know
and Tinder
which direction.
And Snapchat where it's just hook up.
Oh, hey, shut up. It's not.
Hey, it's okay. It's technology's passed me by as well.
Anyway, this says that it's going to help people have deeper social connections. Austin is currently the only city with full Ilios capabilities. So locals here in Austin are going to be the first ones to be able to join. People are already swiping, but really, you know, it's not going to be overrun by crazies or weirdos or whatever. The app developers say they chose Austin because it's a perfect fit, right?
Yeah.
It says, Austinites love to F.
Hook up. Dude, it's called the city of Peter Pans for a reason.
Actually, what they said is, Austinites, in our experience, are super fun and open to new and different positions. I'm sorry, ideas. Let's be honest. You guys like to drink, and you guys love to F. That's what's happening with this city.
Anyway, they're really into it. Oh, here's the hook. Here's the one hook that I should have said. Because remember, the stars, I didn't mean just stars from reality television. It helps you make a soul connection via your astrological signs.
Yeah, I'm a Pisces, like your moon sign, your rising sun sign, your birth star. Do you know
how much I roll my eyes when anyone goes into astro talk? Apparently, lots of people are really into astrology. Astrology is having a heavy moment, but other apps do not take into people's star sign compatibility.
Yeah.
You put in your star sign information, and then it's going to show you people that you're most compatible with, according to the science of...
quote, unquote...
And it's very broad. They're using Western horoscopes, Eastern, like Chinese zodiac, and also Vedic, which is a Hindu reading of the stars. And you can swipe based on compatibility scores that focus on signs and lifestyle choices.
Listen, man, you want to get laid, you can't roll your eyes at this stuff. You got to believe in it. And let me show you, hold your hand out. And so a lot of what my ex used to do is believe in like hand signs. Like, so look right there.
I trust you. You're going to hit me in the face with my own hand. Yeah, or you're going to put your balls in my hand or something. I know you.
I totally was, man.
I know you were.
That's why I walked over there. So is it wired or is it weird?
I say it's weird, but I want to say this. After I chose us to be weird, their CEO sent us an invitation to their launch party. And
yeah!
So I want to actually get their CEO on air and interview him, because I love to harsh on astrology, but I know how much a lot of people take into account, and I don't want to harsh on people's beliefs. So I do want to be open to it and have fun with it, and I think it would be cool to talk to them, because honestly, they're probably, I mean, I went through a lot of mistakes in my life, and I might have saved myself by using this. Yeah.
Here's more from Jeff, Matt, and CJ. 101X.
Great news for all you hippies out there, you illegal drug users, you. Delta 8 is legal in Texas
for now.
Even though it never really disappeared from a lot of places, after Travis County judge blocked the state from criminalizing the cannabis extract.
Yeah, and we should probably say shout out to Hometown Hero. No, that's not something coming after that. That's the name of the CBD dispensary, Hometown Hero. That's the name of the folks who put in and started suing the state and got the injunction.
Yes, so advertise with us.
Yes, if you are a Delta 8 fan, good news for the foreseeable future. Now, who knows? The state may try to do something again. But they said, hey, look, it's unfair. We can't start a business and then overnight you change something without even making it a law. You just changed a sentence in a paragraph. And
a technicality.
And the judge said, we see it your way. We look to you, Spencer, perhaps the biggest expert in the room on the Delta 8.
Yes.
How do you feel about this?
Excellent.
I'm
excited. I'm going to go right now and do something one of our coworkers did and drop $2,000. No. He didn't drop that much, but...
Our coworker who we'll call Nick H. No, that's too obvious. In Hodja, found out this stuff was about to be illegal
a week or two ago.
And went and made a bulk purchase. So for now, we have it. No more pearl-clutching prudes
in the state telling us we can't have what we want. I'm sorry, pearl-clutching prudes are still here. They just don't have the say right now. You really enjoy the Delta 8 because you say it is a...
It's sort of a more mild THC, essentially. Mild weed.
Yeah.
It's probably more akin to like what it was like back in the 70s before everything got jacked up on weed steroids, essentially.
Oh, dude.
I would imagine. I've never tried it. But it's very much more relaxed, which is probably why big stoners are not really big on it. Because it's not as super strong.
Because they want to get super high.
Yeah, they want to get baked to oblivion and just see God or whatever. But
you're a guy who...
I like to take it easy, man.
But you also still have tons you got to get done during the day.
Yeah.
You're a busy guy.
Oh, and I won't take a lot of these and try to get stuff done. I could take one, though, and I just feel kind of nice.
Relaxed.
Nice.
Yeah.
I feel relaxed. I feel a little happier, but that's about it.
This stuff here, I still haven't... here's the deal. We had a really nice person who kept, when we did Coyote, a previous afternoon show on KBJ, a guy kept bringing Delta 8 to the show.
Shout out to our boy John. I believe his name is John, was the guy ferrying it to us.
Here's a weird thing.
I never got any of that. It always would just be gone at the end of the show, and my two co-hosts were always smiley and relaxed.
Feeling good.
Smiley and relaxed. It worked out actually better that way. I think the spoils sometimes should trickle. The you said that you really enjoy it, and it was like,
I do.
It was like an edible that you had.
Yeah, hometown here specifically, some of my favorite ones actually that they make that taste the best and got a bunch of good flavors. I'll take five of them, which is kind of a lot.
You're a big
guy. But then
guy.
I'll feel real good.
Yeah.
And then I'm just like, hey, I'm at home. I'm watching some shows. I'm having a good night.
You said there's also, like, not an energy drink, but a canned spritzer.
A sparkling water that had Delta 8 in it, 20 milligrams. And I love that, man.
That's a low
dose.
You
just drink that. 20 is the recommended dose.
Okay.
Whereas 10 for regular THC is usually the normal dose. So. A little bit weaker, obviously, but when you're drinking it, it kicks in within like 15 minutes, and I just feel relaxed. I don't really feel anything sort of like regular weed.
Yeah, I've heard from multiple people that it's less spacey, way less paranoia and all that stuff. It's just kind of like a really nice wine buzz.
Can I ask you a favor? Since holidays are coming up, not as many people listening to Just Matt and CJ, and I'm going sober this month.
Oh,
can you bring some of those to work for Matt and I to try? have a few. Let's do a crack 'em with these.
I'm sorry,
this Friday.
Did you just say since I'm going sober, can you bring THC to the office?
Yeah. It's not THC, though, that's in it, right?
It's Delta 8 THC.
See, that's legal, Matt. A judge said so.
Yeah.
Travis County.
For now.
We can drink them at work.
Okay, I'll go ask HR how they
feel. Yeah, can we crack some of these on Friday?
Oh, that'd be cool.
Will you grab some for us if you can find any?
Oh, yeah. I think I have the crappy ones left, the mango ones.
I don't care the flavor of them.
I can't do that.
You guys get way too relaxed.
Also, immediately following the show, I'm taking my daughter to go see Cory Moriondo. It's a concert. I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, you're going to want that Delta 8 then.
I got to be able to pay attention to my kid. I don't want to be so high that I can't check out all the other young girls. I'm kidding.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
Well, tonight I shall officially enjoy the fruits of my labor.
You're in labor? Sorry, bad, dumb joke. I'm exhausted at the end of the day.
We've had a day. It's been a fun day, by the way. If you want to listen to this podcast, Just Matt and CJ, you can re-listen to the show. Tell a friend, maybe. I mean, we're doing live radio, and you don't get a lot of that anymore these days, especially maybe after some of the shenanigans we pulled today. I cut down some trees. There's a lot of invasive species that take over. Several of the branches were dead and dried up. And when I woke up this morning, I looked at my fire pit out back and I was like, I'm going to burn some S tonight. I am going to burn some S tonight. So I'm going to go home, have a campfire. Hopefully Spenny will get me some of that Delta 8 and I'll just, stare at the flames. I'm excited for it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Big plans.
Big plans. Burn
I'm not
stuff.
Making fun of you.
I get excited for campfires and things like that. That's always one of my favorite things, of going camping.
Look, we started this show, I told you that
we're both pyros.
Last night, my son had us do matching pajama night, and I found out that he had talked my wife into buying us matching pajamas. I'm not living a rock and roll lifestyle during COVID. Going out on a regular basis, performing stand-up, all the stuff that I used to do, hitting parties or whatever, I'm not doing any of it anymore. I'm just homebody, watching Lego challenges and stuff, so good for you to build a little fire in the backyard. I want to encourage you to keep it a little fire, because I know you, and I know how you like to add to it, and do not need you burning your house down.
Man, one of the last times I went camping, a couple times before that, man, it was cold, and I brought a ton of wood that I had just been stacking up in the backyard, saving. The neighbors had when they do the branch pickup?
Oh, yeah.
I borrowed from our old coworker, Daniel Gallo, and went through the neighborhood and collected, like, the big old oak logs.
Found wood and curb wood.
And I made what I call my log cabin, which is where I stack, essentially like you would Lincoln logs, just stack up a fire. I made it about chest high. I reinforced it with other pieces of wood and stuff. And lit that bitch on fire, and you could see all over Pace Bend Park, you could probably see the giant fire I had going, and it was amazing.
And knowing you, had you even checked in to find out if there was a burn ban, or you just go straight to it?
No, I do check burn bans, because if there's one thing that park rangers don't F around about, it's burn bans and glass bottles.
How did you learn those two lessons?
Birdbands and glass bottles and park rangers, you know, the old-fashioned way.
I'm sure you did. I know that you're, look, I love you, but I have seen you regularly turn. You, of all my friends, you may be the one that fastest reverts back to a child when left to your own devices.
Yeah.
I've seen you go full six-year-old in front of me before.
Yeah, that's giving you
that's being generous and giving you credit.
I'm getting excited right now. I want to go burn stuff.
All right. Well, I'm not gonna stop you. We have more tickets to give away the rest of this week.
Churches.
Awesome.
And then whatever we got to give away this weekend, I'll steal a pair of those.
Oh, sweet.
Win something every single day, $5.50, and of course all our usual shenanigans at Just Matt and CJ on social media. The internet, it's the most important thing about radio, right? So find us.
Just Matt and CJ.
Matt and CJ. Afternoons 3 to 6, 101X.